Welcome to Big Country 99's Farm Focus, brought to us by Steve Moody, First Home Bank in Mountain Grove. At First Home Bank in Mountain Grove, they appreciate area farmers and understand the importance of farming in our community.
Hey folks, welcome back to Doc Talk. Dr. Dan Thompson here from Kansas State University, where I serve as the Jones Professor of Production Medicine and Epidemiology, and enjoy getting out and spending time with y'all here in the beef industry and beyond. Today we're talking about weaning. And weaning is probably the most stressful event in a calf's life. And a lot of times we take weaning for granted. And what I mean by that is we can either manage the effects or manage the causes of bovine respiratory disease. And I would say that proper weaning or proper weaning management is the single most important tool to reducing bovine respiratory disease in calves that go on to feedlots. When we talk about managing the effects or managing the causes, we can either abruptly wean calves, put balling calves through an auction market, commingle them, put them on a truck, and send them to a feed yard where someone has to manage the effects of mismanagement at the rancher or cow-calf level, or we can manage the causes, which is look at the different types of stress, try to reduce those, and properly manage that calf for delivery to our marketing channels in the auction markets or direct marketing, and then transportation, so that calf is able to actually take in those stresses that they're gonna see and not have additive stress, which there's only two reasons why calves get sick. The two reasons why calves get sick is one, a suppressed immune system due to stress, or an overwhelming dose of a pathogen. And I will tell you this, from my experience as a veterinarian, 99% of the time when calves get sick, it's not due to an overwhelming dose of a pathogen. It's due to some sort of stress that suppresses the immune system that allows the calf to become sick. It's kind of like when you say, you know, your mom would say, well, you're going to catch your death of pneumonia if you don't wear a coat or if you don't get in and out of the rain. Calves are no different. So when we start to think about nutritional stress, emotional stress, environmental stress, physical stress, transportation stress, all of these things are things that we want to help control in these calves, whether they're retained ownership or something that you want to sell to somebody year after year after year to stay in that market. It's things that you can do. Now, when we wean calves, I've got written down here about five different types of stress that we see. Nutritional stress. The first stress is we're going to take that calf from a milk diet. Obviously, they've been nibbling on some feed, to a dry matter diet or to grass, hay, corn, different type of diet than they're used to. So that causes stress. We'll have emotional stress or social stress where we have that maternal separation where we're separating the calf and the cow and the calf will be bawling and missing its mom. We'll have environmental stress, and we start to think about in the fall when we wean calves, when we're looking at rain, mud, different things that we can manage. Cool nights, hot days, things to that nature that will provide stress. Physical stress or painful stress. When we think about castration, dehorning. If we can do that when those calves are younger and not complicate the weaning process or add stress to the weaning process, it just makes some sense. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And then transporting. If you're hauling those calves from one pasture to another, how you do that? How many do you put on the trailer? How far are you going to haul those calves? How long will they be deprived of feed and water while they're in transport? If it's a long haul, it's things that we have to plan for, things that we can plan for, and I'm excited about that.
This has been Big Country 99 Farm Focus, brought to us by Steve Moody, First Home Bank in Mountain Grove. Thanks for listening.